If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So we've got a drive moment. Is it a deal breaker to find out that your new partner still lives with their parents? I mean, dating someone who still live with their parents can be a little bit complicated for who? But it's not inherently impossible for a relationship to work out. And I know the pressure is always on guys.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to drop off a woman at her parents' home.
Yeah.
But for you, it's not.
You'll drop her off without home charge.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? You just like this person. And that's basically it. But we are not dropping her.
Come on, Marco.
I'm dropping.
Do you know what? And I'm not speaking for ladies or gents that have a problem with this. Could a lack of privacy be an issue? That maybe they want to, you know, have privacy and conversations without worrying that somebody's overhearing them. Could that be the issue? Because it's not. Maybe it's not even looking down on the fact that the person stays at home. But they just want to be free. And when you're home, it feels like the freedom is a bit restricted.
You can still be free, man. Even
so, I think we should rephrase the question. Because not Lensi and you jam out. And we're not saying we represent Bonga Machi. Oh. But I don't think there's a guy that has a problem in dating a lady that still stays at home.
Okay.
So the question is, ladies, what is your problem with guys that stay with their parents? Let's ask.
Then I know what it is.
What is it?
Control.
Aha, why?
Women would like to control.
Control what?
When you know that it's just the two of us, even if it's in his house, you'll be calling the shots.
You can't say, no.
Instructions. Exactly. Okay. It's control. No, it's control.
I'm going to reserve my comment until
the
very end.
So, ladies, when I want to find out, ladies, what is your problem with guys that stay with their parents? And, gents, what was the reason for them saying they don't want to be with you anymore because we're in Ushalagin? What was the reason?
Yeah. So, let me just give you some facts before we ask our people to drop our voice notes. They've laid them nicely. Financial disparities. Living with parents may reflect a lack of financial independence.
Nonsense.
Which can be a concern for some individuals seeking a partner who's financially stable. Potential for strained relationships. Introducing a dating partner to your parents can sometimes lead to awkwardness or even resistance from them. Blah, 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 blah.
Chanzito, go back to the financial disparities. Ladies, uyazi angakhona control imali yakho uma usahlala kini because uyazi ukuthi your mom or your
parents, you're still a breadwinner in that house.
Aha. So now when you stay with them, you are a breadwinner here first, then uzabanika lento leyilayo ubanika zona.
So you guys really think we're horrible people, hey?
I didn't say that, you said.
No, but the way you are describing a woman, it's that person who just wants to control, has no reasoning behind it, just want the control.
Let's be honest.
Are we controlling?
You want control.
I've never seen our phone lines going this crazy.
You want control.
Are we controlling?
You want control.
Are we
you
really?
Want to be in a space where it's just the two of us and you can be easily express yourself.
If and you something, can push shoes out without worrying.
0636880 Let Irit Len Louis Afeba to WhatsApp number. Ne? I'm still learning this number and you're distracting me.
063
Chaku Benki, baby. Chaku Benki. Haki. But Chaku Benki, Chakus. Chaku Benki. 0636880959
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Are you being judged because you still live with your parents? Are you being judged? We want to know. 27 minutes past 4. Drive 959.
yabona le nto leyinto leyo ukuthi mele kube issue ukuthi uzibani bani or out ihlala nama parents iyanxaka mina ngoba manje nale out lo Jesu ihla nomadala wayo mo sihla nama parents wayo kodwa bakhulumi kakhulu hayi mele kancane bafuna mele kancane ugrand ukuhlala nama parents kusho ukuthi okay ama parents wami mangabe akasekho umuntu obagadile mele ngenzini ngivanga emkhukhwini ngihle big joint hayi don't
hayi bafithi makahlale kuwo lo sister hayi ku right ku safe futhi hey the last go man utrop umuntu kubo uzoma uthoka kufonela abatendoda umuntu akhula wena ukuphi so yazi maka kubo i already nombuzo ukuthi uyapi ngoba ujaritsade ukutrop manje yabona so mina anginankinga makahlala ne already ne time or ne already or whatever grand I'm happy and safe hey the last go la ngaphandle man umdrop ahambe hayi no makahlala ekhaya it's okay
so who wants control now
Now this guy is just
No.
This guy I'm not going to say what you want me to say. This guy basically is just insecure. And you know what? Whether the woman lives with the parents or not, if she wants to go and do stuff, she will go and do it.
Easy food. Yeah.
So please.
A lot of women find it embarrassing or difficult to see a man living with his parents because there's an element of control that's lost when the man gets to go home to his parents. And then there's also the financial aspect because then the man can be viewed as financially unstable, financially unreliable, which to a lot of women seems like immaturity. But as a young guy who's starting out his career, you never know what his situation is financially. So why judge him if he's staying with his parents?
Ladies, where are you? I want to hear from the ladies.
Yeah, and this guy raises a very important point when he talks about it also is very dependent where you are finding them, what part of their lives you are finding them, even outside of the age. If this person just broke into the job market,
exactly,
when would they have had time to have a credit score that's good enough for a bond,
save,
rent,
and all
or buy of that? How would they've had it? You know, so if you're meeting a person whose phase is I've just broken through, can you just relax?
Because some people even live with their parents because their parents are older.
Absolutely. They don't want to go to an old age home.
Yeah.
And they would rather take care of them at home.
Yeah, and then why leave your house if it's also a nice house?
And if one we won.
Oh.
But what about to fit the
case? Guys, I am a relationship. Yes, when you put us under pressure, I suka.
Itself because then I can never be free, you know, even if the family can be nice to me and say hey, yes, be free, hey Makoti, whatever, no I won't, hey. But if it's his place, it's easy for me to just open and close as I feel like it. But if he's living maybe like outside in an outside room, a cottage, whatever, that's much better. In the house, we're very limited, man. There's only so much we can do. We cannot be explicit. Otherwise, if he's living at home, you know, life is tough. So I won't judge him. It's not like you wake up and buy a house tomorrow in jail. Yeah, there's a lot that people go through.
No freedom.
Guys, I get it. And I completely get it. Because also, now you're only sure it's a TVA one.
So okay, let's go to your house.
Okay.
And
do you have your own place? Let's go to your place. I need you uncomfortable.
What if I don't have my own place?
Go exactly. We're gonna watch
Legacy. We are watching Much I Love to
with the parents.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
And an intriguing topic this afternoon. Talking about, is it a big deal or a deal breaker to find out that your new partner is still lives with his parents? Or
sorry, no. A man who lives with his parents. Now I'm 37, I'll be 38 this year. And I date guys around my age or older. So at your age, why are you living with your parents? Sorry, guys. Maybe Rachaja. Yes, I'm judging. I won't lie. Let me not front. But no, I didn't even like living with my own parents. Now I must live with someone else's parents. Mm-mm. Can we have our space? Can we have our privacy? Can we walk around the house when we want to, do whatever we want, yeah, without having to worry about respecting
we'll
the
come
elders
to your
in
house.
The house? So definitely a no-no.
I got what, guys. We can't shy away from the fact that some guys pasara a challenge. Mean I know someone una 45 uhlala ku backroom kuba usebenza kahle ku mine company like for years but nje una lento ukuthi hayi mina ngeke ngibhatala ibond 20 years 45 ngabe kudala iqedile ibond le dala sebenza futhi so we can't be with men abanovalo hayi guys yine so yak nomuntu otatazela umuntu olinda ukuthi ubaba yakhe noma makhe bashone so that was an inheritor in hayi guys angeke asifuni ukuhlala kuma family house sifuni Amen.
I personally don't have a problem with a guy ohlala kubo, especially kule economy esikuyo, like times are tough. However, it also depends with my living arrangement or living situations. Anjan, if this is a guy who pulls his weight, who's not being a parasite of some sort, who's helping helping around the house, oyenza imisebenzi like the handy jobs here and there. Hayi umuntu ohlala ekhaya for the sake of ukuthi ngihlale ekhaya yonke into usase umntwana. Yes, you are a child to your parents. However, you pull your weight. Yabonakala ukuthi responsible. I honestly don't have a problem. And I mean, into iyo namhlanje akushukuthi le nto izoba iyo forever.
Mina nomuntu wami besihlale emakhaya so two until the age of 28. That's when we got married. But it was not ideal. And here's why. Obviously, when you date, nifuna iprivacy and all of that. And we both don't have that. So it became expensive. Ukujola wasestratini, you know. But also it does show immaturity. I'm not going to lie. It shows ready for big people's responsibilities.
You know, so this lady who was mentioning this guy who apparently earns a good salary, he's 45, says he's not chances are this guy doesn't even want to get married. He's 45. Maybe about Lunyala.
Yeah. Because I do think it gets tricky when you have your unit. And that's what I was saying with Andy, that once you get married, you might want your own nest.
Yes.
You might want your own space.
100%.
And all of that. But when you are not, it might not be too much of a big deal.
Like,
it might be okay. You know, it might not be something that you feel like, oh, I'm lagging. And the other voice note is also quite fair. If you're pulling your weight and you are showing your age, even living at home, then we don't have an issue. But if you are cooked for, cleaned for, bathed, fed, and you are
Now you find a guy would it be a problem for a lady like Humus?
No, because the dish is not the issue.
In the dish.
Umama cook tell la manzi na.
Yes, amanzi asedlini.
Ah, yeah, umama cook tell la manzi.
Why not?
Ah, yeah, yeah, go and fetch the water.
Ipoilari, ipam guaki. Enze njani?
Ah, yeah, yeah, go fetch the water, Nev.
So, oledi la oler moena. Piwe guwape, tili jodi ready. Is it wrong?
If Mama is cooking in the house, Mama is cooking in the
house. So why is it wrong when she pours water?
For me to bath. Are you listening to yourself?
No.
Mama, how are you? Banabaka?
Amanza re.
Skotlo loki seo. Khumoto.
Hele le skotlo lo.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. Oqala le skotlo lo. Oqala le skotlo lo 3-in-1.
What?
Skela lagle 3-in-1 le skotlo lo
wazo. Siwasha ngayo indishi.
Siwasha ngayo.
Siwasha ngayo inguwo.
No, magna society isaladi senze lava.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yeah, this is what you do. If you feel that your man is living with his parents, upgrade him. Upgrade a brother.
Buy him a house.
Upgrade a brother.
Buy him a house.
I don't know. Sometimes,
and then where do we put their egos?
My thing is, even if you were to move into a woman's house, whether she makes more money than you, if a woman really loves you, she's not going to control you and bully you. I know so many brothers who moved in with their women, and
why is there a condition in this thing?
No, there's no condition. The problem is if you move into a woman's place and you've got a chip on your shoulder, then there's going to be problems everywhere. You know, when you are insecure about something, Glenn, last number tata wa born.
And then you feel guilty.
But then you're like, I don't know what to do because I can't even say to him, my love, usile underpenera
uko pasiching. Good
because
point.
Then ubale into it. So if the man is secure in the position, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yo, to the guys who are still staying with their parents, you guys are missing out, Shem. Yes, you're missing out. Hey, mina ngi hamba no Julius. Mina ba to occupy the land. So I've occupied the land here, and inshallah, no more pebeza. Vele ngamlanda kubo. Ngathi yey, we are not going to stay with our parents. We are going to stay together. Namanje sahlala sithu. Only problem is mina ngispani. Mara at least mina ngizamile. Ngizamile. I have a house.
Listen, I get your topic right now. But the problem is, what if it's a situation like mine? I rented an apartment in Bechakrest. So I live there with my wife and my children. And then now my partner and I broke up. I left them there in the apartment. I went back home. I live in the back room for now. It's only been 2 months. So is it wrong for me to like maybe bring my girlfriend now in the back room? Come on, man. I'm only here for like a while and I'll be leaving until I find my own space. Right now I'm paying double rent.
No, it makes sense. And any man, you know, who, because I've heard so many stories of men who, when they divorce with their wives, they want to kick their wife and the kids out of the house.
You
are a real man.
Yeah.
And no one is going to judge you because you've moved in with your parents, because then you still have a responsibility for your kids and maybe even that house.
Yeah.
So we seriously do not expect you to buy another property unless on a lady tender.
And then with the issue your girlfriend with Vagashel, I use a Brahmi plug and I room in the right. Nibe right.
Magaza Mukwenyana, Magaza Lo Sisilo. She must just
Tlaku Bengi
come to visit Tlakus. My Tlakun to Hell.
Hey, Nami as in Minan Grande guys. I don't know whether ekhaya is my comfort zone or what, but ngi grand. Muntu wami naye bekahlala kibo until yena wa decide ukuthi aziphumele, but nami bengi-ride ngaye kibo on his cottage outside. But now, but mina ngisese grand ekhaya.
Drive 959 with Glenn. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m.